Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, look at you, how handsome you are. I love the beard and everything.
Yeah, my wife, my wife made me grow it, so she likes it.
Well, good to see you. I've talked to you once before. I'm sure you remember. I was really memorable.
Gary Rivers? Yeah, I
Yeah.
remember.
Nice. I'm glad you've got improv in your background so you can live up to that. Can I talk to you about Brad Sherwood? You've been with this guy for like 25 years. How did that all come about and how does it stay?
Yeah, I took pity on him. Nothing was happening. We were doing shows at Vegas. Every year during Whose Line, Drew would take us to Vegas and we would do shows there. It was great, it was fun, but there was like 10 of us. So we didn't get a lot of stage time. And Brad said, "You know, I've been sort of toying with the idea of doing a two-man tour. Do you want to get involved?" And I said, "Sure." So we tried it out for 2 weeks, and that was like 25 years ago. Still going because he still can't find work anywhere else.
You, on the other hand, have work everywhere. I mean, you're in everything, and you've got a new movie coming out. And I'd like to ask you about that. What's going on with Magnetosphere? And tell me about that.
Magnetosphere is a story about a young girl. Her family's just moved to a new town, so she's going to a new school, dealing with all those things that we've all dealt with growing up. Making new friends, being bullied, unrequited love. But she also has this added thing of she has synesthesia, which she can see colors when associated with emotions. She sees people's auras. And so this just makes her feel a little odder than she feels anyway. And so it's sort of her navigating through high school and dealing with and learning to accept this, not as a drawback, but almost like a superpower in a way.
And what's your role in this?
Maggie, the little girl, is having trouble dealing with what she feels is her weirdness. My character has totally embraced his weirdness and is quite happy in his skin. He is someone who, he comes in at the beginning of the movie to help install a toilet, and that evolves into killing rats. He just says yes to things and is, and he also has a secret superpower that actually saves the day, Maggie's father. So it's a fun character to play. I mean, it's pretty out there. Nicola, who wrote it, said he's based on someone she actually knew. So that was scary.
Acting, doing movies, improv. Movies has to be like sleepwalking to you compared to the improv, isn't it?
It is a much slower pace. I mean, it takes like a full day to do like 2 minutes of a movie. So, you try to find ways to amuse yourself and, keep your energy up. And luckily, Patrick McKenna, who I do most of my scenes with, he's a good friend of mine. We were at Second City together. So we were kind of instrumental in keeping ourselves up and also everybody else and keeping it entertained because it can get so boring on a set. You can also, your energy sort of flags as the day goes on. So there's little tricks you can get past that.
So, how many years did you do? Whose Line Is It?
The first show I did, my daughter was 2 months old. Our last taping, she was 33.
Oh my gosh.
It went on for a while.
Okay. So, out of all of those years, do you have a guest or two that was one of the most memorable?
Oh, yeah. We had Robin Williams was on the show. He was a hero to all of us. So to have him on the show was amazing. Sid Caesar also did the show, and he was someone who I really admired. And to have this legend of American television on was great. And also Richard Simmons, who I believe gave us one of the funniest moments on television history. He was part of a scene that we did, and it was because of his commitment and willingness to do what he does that made it a classic.
How about that? Well, getting back to Robin Williams, I mean, I think the majority of the world who watches comedy, we always look at him as a master at improv. But was his improv different than yours and how he did it?
I guess so. I mean, he truly just riffed. He would just go from his mind moved incredibly quick. When we're improvising, because we're working as a group, we're working towards making a scene, he was just able to do these incredible monologues and just if something caught his fancy, then he'd riff on that for a while. But he was also, when he did Whose Line, he was also good at being part of the ensemble and working as a team member. He was just truly an amazing talent.
Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk with you hopefully sometime soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.